We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What up, everybody? It's Red Bull Vodka Friday. The only thing I can think of in my head is the Eastern Motors theme song, where your job is your credit. B. Mitch is pop quizzing me about how to pronounce dudes' last names. I don't know. Hey, I never met that dude.
You don't have to meet him. You've been living around here. You probably heard all these names.
He listens. Why don't you just ask him?
I'm from Louisiana. I think most of our names are just plain.
Devereaux, incorrect. Let's at least run before
Boudreaux.
Listen, packed show today. 11 o'clock, PFT commenter will join us. 11:30, Landfill has compiled a list. Somehow it's only 10. I feel like it should be 75.
Well, we try to cut it down by saying top 10.
Of the top mistakes of the Bruce Allen era. Top 10 mistakes of the Bruce Allen era. That could be juicy. High noon, Ben Stanick joins the program. At 12:45, James Roberts and Mike O'Neill of the B. Mitch Golf Classic will join the program.
The Intentional.
No. The Intentional?
Yeah.
That you renamed it?
That's the name of the tournament.
All right. The Intentional B. Mitch Golf Tournament, which is next week?
Yeah. No. We got the next.
Okay. At 1 o'clock, get your phones ready. Ask B. Mitch anything. Always a fun time.
It is fun. It's turned into a fun thing. It's scary as hell sometimes, though.
I like the weird questions.
I'm just kind of glad that none of my friends, like my close
I need a text compadres
from Louisiana lives in this area, because I would be terrified of some things they may ask.
So let's have a serious DC pop quiz.
Let's go.
Who can sing the Eastern Motors song? Because if you live here, if you are of this area, you know the Eastern Motors song.
Uh-huh.
At Eastern Motors, your job's your credit. Landfill, you got it?
I don't think you need to have a good tune, to be honest with you, to be able to sing that one.
I mean, kind of. I just don't like singing.
I bet Cody Betts doesn't know it.
Honda trucks and minivans.
So many cars, are you listening, man? I love that
voice,
song.
Man. It's just that little, how that little, you raise it up. And
I love that
it,
song.
It doesn't work.
It is legit one of the best.
It's catchy.
Marketing and jingles of all time.
That's the whole thing about it. When you get those jingles that most of us see, oh, man, God, that thing is in my head. It's annoying. Nope, that's exactly what they want. They want you to
always think
about it.
I don't
think it's annoying.
I like it.
That one, and it's another one.
The other one I always remember is Shoe City. You remember that? My city, your city, Shoe City.
Yep.
When I went to University of Maryland, and all these commercials are on local television, everybody at University of Maryland is from New York. And all these New Yorkers could not believe the level of local commercials they were witnessing.
Well, tell them, when they were in New York, they got local commercials as well.
That's what I said. That's what
hell?
I said.
They think they're going to come down here and hear all the crap that they heard up there? No, we're not letting them have it.
What got me thinking about Eastern Motors, where your job is your credit, is legitimately, I'm wondering, B., for local athletes, for DC athletes, I think the Eastern Motors endorsement might be like the biggest deal local endorsement. And I know Chase Young got a Benz endorsement, which is probably the most high end. I get it, but Eastern Motors, I'm on their email list, which shows where I've gotten in my career, and they announced their new. What's the right word here? Pitchmen?
Pitchmen.
The new pitchmen for the week, for the year. Terry McLaurin making his second straight Eastern Motors appearance. Good for him. That's no surprise, right? Have you seen my tweet?
Mm-mm.
All right, do you want to guess? There's two others, first-timers, that got the Eastern Motors yellow jersey this year.
Gibson?
Antonio Gibson.
Okay, and Sweat.
Nope.
Another offensive player?
Yep.
Let's go with Samuels.
Curtis Samuel.
Yeah.
So you're.
But the thing about it, they've always been good at getting people that came in with hype or been very good at playing. And I think that's a good thing about it where, and yes, locally it picks up because Easton has also brought in some national people too. Remember Bang 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 was, I forgot the guy's real name. He was doing the commercial with them too. That's the one that got to coordinate. Remember him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So my guy Gotti on Twitter says, knowing the Eastern Motors theme song is one of the official tests on being from this area. He's correct. Yeah. I'm getting a million tweets
about
this.
All you have to do is listen to a radio or a TV, and you will be singing it soon. If you hear it twice, you know it the third time.
Somebody, Rob on Twitter says, that's what I like about you, JP. You don't care about ratings at all. Unless B-Mitch punches you, then ratings will go through the roof. I mean, the amount of texts and tweets I'm getting right now about the Eastern Motors commercials over the years. I mean, think about the players, Santana, Clinton. They had Ray Lewis in one, LeVar mm-hmm. Arrington in one. Yep. I mean, it is legit like a who's who.
Didn't what's called do it too? What was it? The little Antoine Randall?
Probably.
He did it.
I don't have a comprehensive list, but there's a ton of dudes that have done it.
The thing about it is, no matter who's done it, what their name level was, you hear the actual jingle. That's the thing that's the star of it.
I'm going to send it to Landville. I don't know if we're allowed to just play a commercial.
The thing I've been doing over my years is this. I have always loved commercials because I believe the people that sit there and put together and compile something that they can do in 30 seconds to 60 seconds that has that major of an impact to make you want to go buy it, those are remarkable people.
I mean, I think the focus is just to get people to remember the product, right?
Well, and that's it. And I think
what's your favorite commercial ever?
Favorite commercial ever? I don't know.
So you like advertising and kind of the...
Yeah.
Have you ever watched Mad Men?
Mad Men?
Yeah, it was a TV show, Don Draper. I don't even know, AMC. I never watched it when it was on. I've watched it since on Netflix or something. But if you're into advertising, Mad Men is a really cool look at what makes... Now, it's also like a weird societal piece of the 60s and 70s. It's very
Eastern Motors and Cars for Kids, they stick with
1-877 Cars for Kids.
Listen, bro.
K. Why do they spell it with a K?
Why?
Yeah.
Because kids.
Okay.
You try to keep the little jingle going in that way.
Landfill's so unhappy. What's wrong in there, Landfill? You don't want me to sing any more jingles?
Why do they spell Cars for Kids with a K? They're dumb. Who cares?
Here's if you're trying to help kids, maybe you should spell words correctly.
You're trying to help kids by getting the adults to be caught up in what's going on, and they get that's what has happened.
They're not trying to help the kids by teaching them to spell. They're trying to help the kids by getting people to give them cars so they can sell them to give money to the kids.
And money and things of that nature. And I think the people that are impacted by are the adults.
You think if the song was 1-877 Cars for Kids, CARS Cars for Kids, would be any less impactful if they spelled it correctly?
I think it'd be hugely
less impactful.
No way.
I think the fact that they go
it's
K.
It's the jingle.
When they go K, it make you, the jingle and the K makes you go, what? And then you're stuck with the commercial. And then when you start going through it, then it's really stuck in your head.
Have you heard, there's also like a upbeat, like rock and roll version of the Cars for Kids song. When that comes on, I'm like, whoa. Look out.
The kids are actually playing guitars and stuff on TV.
Somebody's telling me, I don't think I've ever seen a TV commercial for Cars for Kids.
I think it is, yeah. It is. They dressed up and they have the guitars and everything like they're a little rock band.
Somebody, 6 foot fella 72 on Twitter says that John Witherspoon was in an Eastern Motors commercial.
About. Bang, bang, bang.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Sajiv says the Eastern Motors commercials are a who's who of DC athletes. That's Sajiv's getting mean. For me, it's a symbol of mediocrity of DCC sports. Kind of got a point there too. Has Ovi ever done one? Because Ovi's got some cars, man.
I don't remember.
So a couple of years ago, and maybe they still do this, but It is stifling hot in this studio, by the way.
I think it's you, dog, because I am so cool right now.
Yo, I damn near had an emergency last night, Brian.
What?
I ran out of pink grapefruit juice on a Thursday night.
Dude, please stop.
Is a big deal.
Stop. Move on.
It was a big deal.
Get you some food coloring and just get some and just drop it in your grapefruit juice.
Landfill, how worrisome is running out of pink grapefruit juice on a Thursday night?
He doesn't care because he doesn't use it.
I mean, for you, because you drink the pink grapefruit juice with the vodka, which means you've been doing a lot of drinking. That's a little worrisome.
It was a little worrisome. Landfill was impressed with me yesterday.
I was. I also angry, too. I was also
impressed
upset.
Impressed in what way?
Yeah. Tell the world that I impressed you, Landfill.
You recommended the Topo Chico hard seltzers, and I bought some, and they were fantastic. That impressed me, but it also angered me because you didn't tell me about these earlier, and I wish you had.
I told you about them as soon as I knew about
sometimes
them.
Sometimes you need to just take those compliments and things and just go with it. Because see, when you bring it to light, you always get like knocked on the back end.
Yeah.
So it went from being praised to like, JP, you could have told me earlier, you dunce.
Yeah.
Dealing with Landfill, there's always an insult coming.
But if you had
that's just life with the big man.
But yesterday he didn't say anything about that insult, but you want to bring it again today.
Because he texted me about it after the show yesterday.
Patting himself on the back.
Listen, Landfill, I'm glad you like to drink I recommended.
They were good.
They were good.
I recommend them.
Should have told him a month earlier.
I don't see Landfill and immediately tell him everything I think is good in the world. Do you think I should do that?
I would like it if you did.
I think you should try.
Okay. We sauteed shrimp last night. They were good.
That sounds good.
You should have brought some in today.
Yeah, you could have brought some in.
See,
we all got to eat.
Yeah. You say the sauteed shrimp that I did last night, and just how you cut it off at the pad, then I'm going to bring you all next time.
So, B, you know how you always like to give me a hard time for playing a victim? Right now, I am a victim. Everything I say, you guys are just insulting me about.
No. You play it so much, then hell, we're supposed to treat you like that. You played the damn part so much that now people truly believe that's what you are.
Okay. At some point, I'd like to have a discussion about Russell Wilson.
Okay.
We're going to get into that. I think we have the audio in the next segment here, but... Ooh, dude, Sean Taylor was in an Eastern Motors commercial.
Yeah.
That is the cream of the crop.
Yes.
So I want to get to this Russell Wilson thing, but I did want to say this. A few years back, before COVID, Eastern Motors like invited the media out for like a Eastern Motors media day. That's how big this thing got. And there were reporters from all over the city. We all got like a one-on-one with each player. And it was really cool and really fun. And I got to know the people a little bit. Mm-hmm. But what's wild is the cars they have out there. Like I get how they...
Rob and his crew are cool, though.
What?
Robert.
Yeah, that's the... Robert Bassett. I know the son, I think.
I know the dad.
Another iconic DMV nice commercial was the June Ree. Nobody bothers me. Nobody bothers me either. You remember those commercials? You don't remember June Ree, like karate commercials?
Vaguely. Not like this Eastern Motor one, though.
Well, Eastern Motor's been going forever now.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember them as a kid.
It was, I'm telling you, the catchy jingles are something special.
Yeah, they got something there. All right. Russell Wilson.
Yes, sir.
His agent, a person acting on his behalf, went on record to say a list of teams he'd be willing to be traded to.
Mm-hmm.
What if I told you that now Russell Wilson says, I was never going to be traded. I never wanted to be traded. Mm-hmm. I never wanted to go anywhere. What are you guys talking about?
I would take that as Russell is saying, listen, my agent is doing what he's supposed to do. If they were to let me go, then all of a sudden, these are the teams that we would like to play for. But I really don't want to go anywhere. I think it makes sense. Because the whole thing about it is he never said nothing publicly. And every time we talk about agents and we talk about players, a lot of times I've said it over and over again, they work for you, which is true. But if you don't say nothing publicly, they can never, ever hold you down and say, this is what you wanted. You could just say my agent was trying to just do his job. He was trying to generate some type of interest and things of that nature. Russell's a smart man.
I mean, listen.
But you want to come out and say, well, I was trying to get traded, but I'm stuck here, so I may as well like it.
I mean, yeah. I guess I just want some level of honesty that rarely
But I'm going to ask the question. Do you think you get honesty in pro sports? Do you think coaches tell you everything? So
nope.
I don't think he needs to come out and say exactly what he was thinking. I think exactly what he's saying. I wanted to be here, but just in case, this is what he hadn't said, but this is what I think. I wanted to be here, but if things were to change, I would have wanted to go to one of those four teams. But that's not for him to say. Let the agent be the bad guy.
I want to get into a conversation about Russ Wilson because 3 months ago, March,
mm-hmm.
I thought Wilson, Watson would both go to new teams.
Mm-hmm.
I think Russ has at least one more year in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
But I think eventually either he or Landfill's boy Pete Carroll, I do think there could be separation at a certain point.
Uh-huh.
Deshaun Watson, I mean, nobody knows what's happening down there in
Houston. He wants to go to Denver from what I'm hearing now.
Denver?
Mm-hmm. Some little report came out yesterday that that's the place he really wanted to go. So he'll sit out the whole year and he's trying to go to Denver.
What the hell is in Denver?
Mm-hmm. He might like Denver.
He's a big skier.
Mm.
Rocky Mountain Oysters.
Certain people have the place they want to go. I mean,
you know what Rocky Mountain Oysters are, Landfill?
I do.
You know what they are? I found out what they are. I
think you'll eat those.
I don't think. Listen, like, they sound.
How many of them can you eat?
Zero. Cody, do you know what those are?
I'm looking right now.
I don't know if you want to Google that on an Odyssey computer.
You can Google it. It looks like nothing bad.
It looks like an oyster to me.
Do you not know what it is, dum-dum?
Nope.
All right, let's see if we can get some delivered. Landfill, pull that up on Uber Eats. We'll get.
I'm good.
I'm not putting no money on that.
Yeah, I'm not using my phone for that.
I doubt Rocky Mountain
Obi
Oysters.
Obi did do an Eastern Motors commercial.
I doubt Rocky Mountain Oysters, Amit. I doubt Rocky Mountain Oysters are the reason Deshaun Watson wants to go to Denver. I'd like to see. I'm going to Google that report, though. It's just funny that a couple months ago it seemed damn near certain Russell Wilson might be out of Seattle, and here we are. Russell Wilson is staying in Seattle.
I think when we were talking about that, I did state that he'll probably end up right there in Seattle.
You did.
See, the thing of it is, I don't just believe the hype because I understand how this game is played. And I think what we have to understand in the media, we always deal on a more of an intimate thing with the teams and the coaches and things like that. The players and their agent, they play that same damn game, but they play it in a different light to where they don't just let everything out there. A lot of times, I've always felt this way. If somebody called me and said they want to talk to me, they're trying to push the issue. You know what I'm saying? They're trying to push an agenda. Now, if I were to ask a question and stumble upon it, yes, then I see something. But the players, the agents have to be as savvy as the teams are because these teams are damn good at making something be what they want it to be. Russell, right now, his thing is to make sure that his teammates and his fans love it. Not the team or whatever. Teammates are saying, well, Russ wanted to be here. Fans saying, look, he never said he wanted to go. Somebody else said he wanted to go. We hear that in this town a lot about what others say and not the actual person.
So speaking of what others say, the report about Deshaun Watson wanting to go to Denver actually comes from Kareem Jackson, a former Houston Texan that is now in Denver.
A player.
A player.
Yeah, a friend.
He said, via Aqib Talib's podcast, so this is from Kareem Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
I've been talking to him the last couple weeks, man, and like he's been telling me is like, Jack, just tell him. Just tell him that's where I want to be. He's like, I want to be in Denver. Listen, man, tell them I want to be in Denver.
Now, check this out. If a player just talks like that on the podcast, it's okay. If the agent if a teammate talks about it, that's cool. But Denver can't say a word like that. Then that's tampering.
Yeah.
You see? So these players have gotten as savvy as any other team out there. They know how to get their message out there, too. And I just think that a lot of times we don't like when the players have the control over what happens sometimes. But the team could do it all the time. But the players do it, and it seems to be a little different. But I don't see nothing. They're playing the game. This whole thing is an actual game.
Let's do this. I'd like to hear Russell Wilson explain all this stuff. We're going to play that next, and then we're going to break out the old BS meter and read what it says on the scale. Next, 106.7 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, in terms of the trade talks, I think anytime you play professional sports, there's always a possibility of something happen, right? And I think that's just the reality. I think that there's a lot of teams out there that people were saying that I was going to or would go to. I requested a trade. I did not request a trade. I've always wanted to play here. You know, and the reality is, I think calls were getting thrown around and this and that, and I think that's just a reality. but I think at the end of the day, the real reality is that I'm here, and I'm here to win. And I'm here to win it all.
That was Russell Wilson talking about all the trade rumors surrounding him this offseason from the Seattle Seahawks. One sentence is absolutely true.
Uh-huh.
The reality is I'm here.
And I'm here to win.
And I'm here to win. I believe that 100%.
And I think that's the ultimate thing. See, there have been times when people go through these talks in the offseason, then they come back. And guess what? They still have one foot out the door. That's when you have issues. I don't think it's that way with Russ. I think Russ, if he's there, he's ready to go get it done. But I truly believe that it was a situation where if things were to happen, I want to go to one of these four teams. But that's only if things go bad. If things just stay the same, I'll be here. I'll stay around.
Landfill, you heard the clip. My BS meter, I kind of think he wants out. I think he wants out because he's tired of being in Seattle. It rains all the time. I think he's tired of that offense not being to his liking. I kind of think his wife might not want to be in Seattle. I think she might want to be in a bigger city, bigger market, go play for Jerry Jones. Who knows?
When you're big enough, you can get anywhere you want. I don't think he's worried about that.
True, but like most of the big famous people are in New York or L.A. or I don't know. You're right. She's got private jets. She can go wherever she wants.
Yeah.
It just, I like Russell Wilson a lot. He's my favorite quarterback to watch. Yeah, I think he throws the prettiest deep ball.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, get Drab in here because I want to get Drab's take on the BS meter as a Seahawks fan. But scale of 0 to 10, I absolutely believe Russ is now focused on being in Seattle and winning this year with the Seahawks. Just he's that kind of competitor in person. Mm-hmm. But I do think he wanted out. I don't think that was all just his agent talking.
But the whole thing of it is this, okay? If you're working at one company and they're not doing the things you think they're supposed to, you're not going to do nothing to try to push the envelope and make them begin to do what you think, give you what you need. And then if they do and things work out and you're back there, you're going to be all in. I don't see anything different with Russell Wilson in that situation. I just think that, you know, this offseason is what it was. It was what it was, where things don't seem to be like they're trying to work to help out. I'm telling them what needs to happen. Then all of a sudden they may have done some things and got it worked out, and they're back together and let's go. But it's over with. You know, I mean.
It's over with till next offseason.
It's possible. But only thing I care about is this season. Are you dedicated to this season? Are we going to go out and try to win something? You know. They win. They go to playoffs. They're in Super Bowls. We're in this town and we don't. And we don't address a lot of the BS that we've been dealing with for years and years and years, when ultimately we're concerned about a guy who he basically was trying to tell his team, we need to do this to get better. You know what I'm saying? Even Aaron Rodgers, although I think he's going about it the wrong way, I think Aaron Rodgers saying, we need to do this to get better. Give us a better chance. Yes, and it's also going to help me out. So, in other words, it doesn't hurt to be selfish just a little bit sometimes. Because a lot of times when we just go along with that team aspect, they never the ownership, the front office, the coaches never know what they're not doing right. You know, we got Russell. He can move around and do stuff. You know what? If you had an offensive line, a better running game consistently, you might help me out better, where the things I can do great, that I do good right now, I could be outstanding and great with it, which would make us have a better chance of getting to the Super Bowl, where what our ultimate goal is.
And I'll say this. I believe Russ has hit a point in his career where he has the juice to try to maybe make some, let his opinion be felt. Mm-hmm. I don't think a lot of players get to that level, but I think he's on that level. Do you?
Yeah, he is. But I think ultimately when you have coach, see, we always talk about mature players and players being this. You have to have a mature coach to allow your players to be mature.
Sure.
And mature means it's our team. And if something isn't working, I should have the audacity and the right to be able to go up to you and say something to you too. Just like you have the right to tell me when I'm not doing right, I should have the right to tell you when I think what you're doing is not working. And most times, once a player tells a coach what's not working, what does the coach do? They get their little panties in the wad. They want to lead, get the person out of there, because now you're not being a person who care about the team. Yo, you're being disrespectful to me. No, Joe Gibbs didn't mind people saying stuff to him, arguing with him. And in the end, they were winning consistently. But we watch so many coaches in this day and age to where I can always tell you something, but you can't. This is not college. This is pros. Everybody's a man. We all get paid for it. And most time, a lot of players get paid more than the coaches. And I was one who would go and talk to coaches and tell them what I thought about why something wasn't working. Players go in the locker room and they discuss it. I would go to the coach and say, like, man, I know you implemented it. You think it's going to work. It ain't working. Nobody's comfortable with it. And there were coaches who would take that and didn't make adjustments. And there were also coaches who got pissed at me for coming to them and telling them that that crap that they came with didn't work. But I didn't tell them like that. I can understand if I told them that in the – man, that BS you just put in ain't going to ever work. I can understand a coach getting mad at that. But, no, you go to them one-on-one, and they still have a problem with someone telling them that their stuff doesn't work.
Yeah. Coaches want to have complete control. A lot of life in the NFL is all about control.
But that's the thing about it. So I want to have complete control. Even when the stuff I'm controlling isn't working, I get pissed because somebody tells me it's not working. And give me an idea of what could work. And I don't like that. That's immaturity at its best. And a lot of people are in that top position of these 32 teams. A lot of them are immature as hell. Because they feel they want to run it like a dictator. But you know what? It's not necessarily a dictatorship. Even Bill Belichick listens to his veteran players. He may not listen to a young player. But once you prove to him that you're dedicated to this team winning, he'll listen to you.
I'm with you. I'm with you. And I think, what do you think, where do you think Ron is on that spectrum as far as listening to his players? I think when he had a guy like Cam, he would listen to him.
Yeah, I think Ron will listen. I think right now he's in a situation where he's trying to get more people that are going to think like he is. I believe that. I believe a lot of coaches come in and want people to think. But I also feel that to get the best, you need to have maybe one or two people that may think a little differently. You need to have one or two people that's going to challenge you. Because as you've heard me say it, it wasn't just the coach team. It was my team too. And I feel that if we challenge each other per se, we're going to push the best, get the best out of each other. But if we just agree with everything, we normally are going to get complacent and stagnant. And that's the last thing I want.
I mean, even just you and I as friends and partners on this radio show and everything, I think we're better when we disagree because it's pushing one another.
Yeah, I think when you don't agree with something, you don't agree. You don't just but I also don't believe you just get on the air and disagree with a topic that you both agree upon.
Right.
I think that's
you can't
a
do
lie.
It inauthentic.
I think to like a lot of people, oh man, controversy sells. Yeah, it sells until the people find out you were lying. Then all of a sudden they turn you off because they're like, well, I don't know what to believe or what not to believe. So I've also believe in this. You and I can agree with something totally. And you can have your way of saying it, I can have my way of saying it, and we can still sound like we disagree, but we agree. But I'm going to present it the way I think, and you present it the way you think, but I don't believe in, like, I've never, ever been a person where people tell me, well, you take the other side. Hell no, I don't believe in that.
I've been in situations where people encourage you to take the other side, and your reaction's usually pretty great.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to ever, that's one thing I want every fan out there to understand. If I'm saying something, I believe it. I'm not going to say it because I'm just trying to play this devil advocate thing. That I don't play that game. I think disagreement is controversial enough because a lot of people lie about everything today. Hell, our lives are lies because everybody presents something on social media that they're not any damn way.
True. The photos on Instagram versus the reality of people. I mean, hell, Cody Betts sees it on all his dating apps all the time.
Yeah.
The photos... How often
come
do
come in looking like they see out a slew, and when you get them they're a mule. Come on, bro.
Cody, you got to get I like to eat out of your dating profile because it's setting you up with a specific type.
I got rid of it. I was tired of the old switcheroo.
Basically, what they were getting out of that is I like to eat. What he was getting was somebody get a free meal out of him.
You ever parked a toothpick in an airplane hangar? That's from a movie, all right? Cody Betts, there is news, though, that you tried new food?
Yes, I did.
Okay, I want to find out what that is because you are a sheltered little boy. Also, I've got important – Brian, this is important for you. I know you have some vacations planned this summer. I've got a list of do's and don'ts if you're going to a nude beach.
I don't think I'm going there. Listen,
there's no judgment here. This is a safe space. This is the trust tree. Whatever you – we don't shame, whatever you're into. 11 a.m., PFT commenter joins the show. 11:30, Landfills, top 10 mistakes of the Bruce Allen era. Don't go anywhere.
Congratulations to Josh Herbert, who won $1,000 on the Cash Flash Thursday while listening to B. Mitch and Finley. Listen for the code word on the sports update at the top of every hour from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Then text the code word to 72881, 72881, and there's a $1,000 winner every hour. So, Josh Herbert, congratulations.
How about that? Listen to the show, make a G.
It pays to listen.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you be listening? What do you have better to do? This guy made $1,000 listening to us on the radio. Can we play? Can we text in?
No,
I think we're ineligible, unfortunately.
Yeah. You can't.
Mostly because I have a book with all the code words in them.
Well, give me the book.
We can't do it.
Make this happen.
We're ineligible.
Landfill, if you won $1,000 today, right now, what would you buy? And it's a Brewster's Millions situation. You have to spend it. You can't save it or put it in your IRA or anything smart. You have to spend it today.
I'd have to all of it today.
All of it.
I'd probably just go to the liquor store downstairs.
Oh, Lord.
Would you buy, like, a bottle of Pappy?
I think they're going to end up sending you to a damn little meeting.
Maybe.
Would you buy, like, one really, like, a bottle of Pappy's $800?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I don't think I would go that far, but I probably would buy maybe, like, five or six bottles of reasonably expensive stuff.
What would you reasonably do, B? $1,000, have to spend it all.
I'm going to put it down on the new rims on the bike, new bike.
Is that just a down payment?
Oh, yeah.
This bike is out. How much money is that bike of yours?
Huh?
How much money is that bike?
I don't know. I haven't finished building it yet.
Jeez.
The bike, what's going to end up costing more, the bike or the kids going to college?
Kids going to college?
All right.
I'm already.
Kids going to college is.
I am already well over $250,000 in the hole on that.
Is that for all of them?
No. I still got people left in college to go.
I'm almost surprised it's not more, dude.
It was.
I mean, just Bria at Maryland was 40K a year, right?
42.
So that's just so 170. You
know. 168 right there. And then, well, Willie wasn't as expensive. It might
down south, schools are cheaper,
but no,
right?
He has this little thing from the state where he had certain grade point areas where he can get a lot of stuff. So he was total of stuff might have hit about 40-something with him.
So you're at 210.
So that's
two kids. You got two left.
And Maya has been like 26 a year.
For 2 years?
She got one more year left.
So that's 75. So you're basically at 300.
25, 26 again, and she got 3 years left.
So you're at 325 with 3 years to go.
Yeah.
Woo! How the hell am I going to send two girls through college in 15 years?
Pray for scholarships. Hey, and don't ever say what I said. You choose where you want to go. Because, see, they may not want to go where the scholarship is. So just say, wherever you get a scholarship, that's where you're going.
Woo!
I didn't do that. And it came back to bite me right where it hurts.
I'll open the phone lines real quick. I don't know if we have time. 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. If you won the cash flash and you got $1,000 in cash today that you had to spend, what would you spend it on? Landfill is buying 5 or 6 bottles of...
Landfill with, I'm going with him.
Yeah, maybe that'll be a fun night. Party.
That'll be a fun night. Where will your party consist of? Just going to your chair at your house?
We'll go to the liquor store. We're also going to hit up like the frozen food appetizer section at some grocery store.
Not Landfill. No.
No?
That's how you're going to celebrate your $1,000?
That's right.
Is the frozen
just
food?
Just give me $100 of it.
Yeah.
I'm going to go buy stuff and I will cook and you'll eat a week.
All right. B-Mitch's cooking. I'm in.
Can we put, how much do we need for the gumbo fund?
It's not going to be $100.
No.
But you said it's about $250 to get a good pot of gumbo, right?
Yeah.
All right. So if I win, I'm $250 towards gumbo.
All right.
And then
I think I need to just cook.
Maybe
this gumbo,
I buy a bike. Can I get a decent bike for $1,000? I don't want one of your bikes, dude. I just want a regular bike.
You say a decent bike. You're not going to get one for $1,000 unless you get it off of Facebook Marketplace and somebody just trying to get rid of it.
Cody Betts, what are you doing with your $1,000?
I'm paying going off to your bookie. Oh. No, I'm playing blackjack. Try to turn it into something.
You're going straight.
In other words, he's going to be broke.
There's no other decision for you than going straight to the casino.
What else do I need right now?
Did you ever see the little thing on social media where the guy say, if Jake has one quarter, a dime, and two pennies, he said, the little kid say, Jake broke. Cardi's going to be broke. He's going to go put his money on something to bet in a casino. He'll be broke.
I'd like to.
Well, we all going to be broke. We got to spend it anyway, don't we?
There's a pair of Jordans I've been looking at that I might get.
For $1,000?
No, they're like $200.
If you really want them right now, they're going to probably cost you about $1,000.
Gumbo and Jordans. That's your move.
I got gumbo and Jordans, and then I'd have about $400 left, and I'd go buy my girl some. I don't know.
I think you win $1,000. I think that's gone. Lauren already spent that.
All the dollars are spent.
That's on the car. That's on the car right there.
I think.
That new car that you buy.
You know what I would get? It's just a ton of golf balls. And I'd stop playing beat up used balls and I'd just have new golf balls.
Well, if you want to get better, stop playing beat up used balls.
Yeah, but I'm also cheap and I lose them. Let's go to Marianne in Alexandria on the Gambit DC listener line. Marianne, hello. How do you do?
Hey, how are you?
I'm good.
Love your show.
Thank you.
I was just thinking if somebody gave me $1,000 and I had to spend it right away, I'd buy airline tickets and a vacation.
That's a good one. I'd do that.
That works. You know what?
I still have to buy these damn plane tickets to go to Disney World with my family.
Bam.
That's what I'd do with them. I would buy the plane tickets. You're very smart, Marianne. Thank you for the call. Tony Davis on Twitter says, if I won $1,000, I would buy Washington football team tickets.
All okay. Right. Yeah, I think you'd get one ticket to the game in Vegas.
JG on Twitter says $1,000 of Dogecoin, baby.
Okay.
What is Doge trading at right now?
Okay.
It's almost positive that it's going to be lower than what you recommended we buy it at.
It's a long-term hold, Landfill.
32 cents is what I'm seeing right now.
So is it good or bad that I bought it at 55 cents?
That would be bad.
Okay. Just appreciate that. Yeah, if I want $1,000 in the cash flash, which Josh Herbstritt did. Josh, if you're listening to the program, call in so we can find out how to pronounce your last name. That'd be helpful.
There you go.
800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. We're putting out the bat signal for Josh Herbstritt. Have we decided how we think we should say his last name?
Stritt.
I think Stritt is probably how it goes.
Okay.
But it could also potentially be Street.
Could be Street. Could be...
But it's S-T-R-I-T-T. And Herbstritt, Kirk Herbstritt, is S-T-R-E-I-T.
That is correct.
So I'm thinking it's Stritt.
I think it's Stritt also.
I agree.
But congrats to Josh. He wanted to the program.
Make sure we are going with you when you get your money and go and hang out somewhere.
He should do a gumbo.
Yeah, we'll help you out, Josh.
It's $250 to Brian. Help you get it's $25 bucks to me, and then we all have a gumbo party.
What?
I thought those were the terms we agreed on.
I never agreed on
10% because I'm the booker. Mm-mm. Speaking of, there's another concert I want to go to coming to town this fall. It's band Churches I like. They haven't announced the presale yet, but I bet there'll be fees. Okay. There will be fees, But I'll see you at the Anthem November 30th. It's going to be a fun one. All right, when we return, it's time to talk to PFT commenter, who I believe is putting mustard on ribeyes.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.